What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 364. In this episode, I'll discuss the 2018 ACLS antiarrhythmic drug update. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode364. In 2016, the ACLS guidelines transitioned from a five-year cycle of periodic revisions and updates to a web-based format that's continuously updated. Late 2018, we saw a change to the guidelines with a focused update on advanced cardiovascular life support use of antiarrhythmic drugs during and immediately after cardiac arrest. The biggest change this update brought was to return the option to use lidocaine back to the shock refractory ventricular fibrillation pulseless ventricular tachycardia algorithm. This change was brought about by the ROC-ALPS study, which was a large out-of-hospital randomized controlled trial that compared Captisol-based amiodarone with lidocaine or placebo for patients with shock-refractory VFib or pulseless VTach. The ACLS guideline authors analyzed the ROC-ALPS study as follows. In the large ROC-ALPS out-of-hospital randomized controlled trial, there was no overall statistically significant difference in survival with good neurologic outcome or survival to hospital discharge. Return of spontaneous circulation was higher in those receiving lidocaine compared with those receiving placebo. Survival to hospital admission was higher in patients receiving either amiodarone or lidocaine than those receiving placebo, but there was no statistically significant difference between the two active drugs. A pre-specified subgroup analysis of patients with bystander witnessed arrest found that survival to hospital discharge was higher in patients receiving either amiodarone or lidocaine than in those receiving placebo. There was no statistically significant difference in patient survival between the two active drugs in the subgroup. This randomized trial did not explore the timing or sequence of lidocaine versus epinephrine administration, and this led to the updated guideline recommendations, which are now as follows. Amiodarone or lidocaine may be considered for VFib or pulseless VTach that is unresponsive to defibrillation. These drugs may be particularly useful for patients with witnessed arrest for whom time to drug administration may be shorter. So lidocaine is now officially side-by-side with amiodarone in the ACLS algorithm for treatment of shock refractory VFib or pulseless VTach. The ACLS dose of lidocaine is 1 to 1.5 milligrams per kilo, IV or IO, for the initial dose, and if needed, a repeat dose of 0.5 to 0.75 milligrams per kilo, IV or IO, may be used. Although the ROC-ALPS study used a fixed bolus dose of lidocaine for ease of execution, the ACLS guidelines still recommend weight-based dosing for what they believe is enhanced patient safety reasons. Keep in mind that neither amiodarone or lidocaine have been shown to improve clinically relevant outcomes like long-term survival or survival with good neurological outcome. For this reason, I do not put a lot of emphasis on the choice of antiarrhythmic used in shock refractory VFib or pulseless VTach. Additional medication-related guideline updates were made, but they have fewer implications for patient care. They are as follows. The routine use of magnesium for cardiac arrest is not recommended in adult patients, although magnesium may be considered for torsades. There is insufficient evidence to support or refute the routine use of a beta blocker early within the first hour after return of spontaneous circulation, and there's insufficient evidence to support or refute the routine use of lidocaine early within the first hour after return of spontaneous circulation. And the final update is, in the absence of contraindications, the prophylactic use of lidocaine may be considered in specific circumstances, such as during emergency medical services transport, when treatment of recurrent VFib or pulseless VTach might prove to be challenging. This is a Class 2B recommendation with a level of evidence C. To get a copy of my 6 tips for pharmacists responding to inpatient medical emergencies, go to my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number 16 on the list. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.